This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I think we're officially into February. Yeehaw! Ooh-wee, boy, the year's already going by fast. I cannot believe we just skid through January that quickly. That was fast. Almost so fast that, I mean, I could swear I talked to you guys about the study that came out with the happiest, healthiest states, unless this is a whole new ranking. But I guess 6 hours ago, we have revealed by today the happiest, healthy states in the U.S. Wasn't there another? My guess is there's tons of these studies. And, you know, Hawaii was first in that study and the year before. So every single study that comes out, they always say Hawaii's first. So, all right, again, Hawaii is first. But the reason why I bring this up is because February is usually when we kind of start thinking about, what do we want to do in the summer? Now, that thought usually is very fleeting because it's too expensive to go to Hawaii. It's way too expensive to go to Hawaii. And that stinks because, you know, I like to, you know, keep our dollars in America. And I like traveling, you know, throughout our beautiful country. There are so many places to visit. But going to Mexico, which I found a couple years ago, was cheaper than going to another part of our country. Now, Mexican vacations are very, very cheap, especially with all the issues now going on in politics. I'm hearing Europe is cheap. I'm finding that it is getting cheaper to fly to Europe. All right? And so, wow. I'm not fly to Europe, but to like fly to Hawaii, but to do a European vacation may be cheaper than going to Hawaii. And that stinks because I love Hawaii. It's one of my favorite states. So, but for those who live there, they're pretty happy and it looks like they're pretty healthy. So according to this latest poll, the Gallup HealthWays 2016 state well-being rankings, they say the top five states based on how Americans feel about their physical health, social connections, finances, community, and sense of purpose was Hawaii. They also had low obesity rates and little daily stress. Don't worry. Be happy. Oh, that's the Caribbean. Okay, anyway. So Hawaii, absolutely. I mean, if you walked out your door and you turned to the left and you saw water, and you turned to the right and you saw water and beaches, and there were hula girls and, you know, tan guys running around the place, I'd be in a good mood too. Okay, Mai Tais and poo-poo platters, I guess poo-poo platters they have out there, which are supposed to be appetizers. Okay, and then Alaska came in number two. Again, Alaska's gorgeous. You step outside, you see mountains, you see trees, you see water. There's a bunch of fish over there, like salmon, halibut. So even though I don't like to eat fish, I like to fish for fish. South Dakota came in third. Maine came in number four. Colorado, I've never been to Maine. I want to go to Maine. I've only flown through Colorado. I also want to go to Colorado. See, Colorado on a map always looks green with snow-capped mountains. So my guess is I would love Colorado. It's kind of like our Alps, okay? Like our, you know, the Rockies. It's kind of like our Alps. So that's got to be gorgeous. I've never been. I don't know if I have to marry up. I think what it is my husband, you know, really is very cognizant of my work schedule. And so he doesn't sit here and go, okay, let's just go places. He usually waits till I decide. And he lets me kind of help make the decision because I'm like, well, you know, I need to go here for work. I need to do this. So we just haven't gone to Colorado. Now, if Colorado later has an affiliate, you know, for my show, that could be a good excuse for me to come to Colorado. All right. Anyway, so Hawaii and Colorado are the only two states that have been in the top 10 since the rankings began. South Dakota consistently, you know, comes up to the top dozen. Now, I've been to Montana. You would think Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, they all would be in the same boat, but they're not. Now, they say the bottom five is Arkansas, Indiana, Oklahoma, Kentucky, and West Virginia. All right, West Virginia returns in last place for the eighth year in a row. Why? What's wrong with West Virginia? I don't get it. They also say it comes last to having high blood pressure, diabetes. Their high blood pressure and diabetes is the highest in the nation. They also have issues with financial well-being. So do you get to do things that you like every day? Do you learn? Do you grow? These are types of the questions they gave. Apparently, they asked 177,000 Americans. They interviewed them. All right. And there were some very interesting things that they came out, they discovered. So they say the number of Americans thriving is at a peak. The researchers asked respondents, imagine a ladder with 10 rungs, with the top rung representing your best possible life and the bottom rung the worst possible. Where do you place yourself today? Where will you be 5 years from now? Okay, I feel like I'm going to fall to the bottom rung, and then I'm going to fall back to the bottom rung. And I guess the answers can measure current life satisfaction and future life optimism. And people who rank the current situation as 7 or higher and their future as 8 or higher are considered to be thriving. And they said more than 55% fit into that category last year, which is the highest since the rankings began. But chronic diseases are also at a peak. They found that the national obesity rates, 28%, diabetes, 11%, depression, 17%, at their highest point since the rankings began. Obesity is obviously a big one. It continues its relentless climb, they say, and it keeps muscling its way higher. Absolutely. And then diabetes comes with it. And then, you know, if they're looking at this ladder and these rungs, they're probably getting depressed that they're not on the rung or the step of the ladder that they want to be. Americans who report eating healthy at a 9-year low. The state where people feel the safest was Wyoming. 88% of residents said they always feel safe and secure. At the other end of the spectrum, Nevada ranks last in that category, with only 69% of residents feeling safe. Now, I live in Nevada. Okay, you know, this is my flagship. I live in Las Vegas. And, guys, you know, Mama, Dr. Dolly is here. I'll protect you guys, okay? If you don't feel safe, just listen to my show. I'll make you guys feel safe. But we've had a lot of issues going on. And some of the outskirts and so, plus, you know, we have a lot of tourists that come, to Vegas, and we're always being, you know, told to be careful of, terrorist attacks because we are such a tourist hub. And so even though we haven't, thank God, had anything major happen to us lately, it's still always on our minds. The most improved states were Maine, Florida, and Idaho, showing the biggest jumps of well-being, and Florida ranked high in social well-being. Of course, everybody gets to go to the beach. 1-877 Dr. Ellie. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. Website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 $1,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, I want to get to some medical headlines, but because we were talking about the happy estates and well-being, many of you are still kind of in a rut with how your New Year's resolutions didn't really seem to come to play or come to fruition. Or, you know, you're looking at getting another year older, which is going to happen to all of us this year. We're all going to get another year older, right? And it's starting to weigh on you. And so I'm going to talk to you guys about how to turn your life around and things you could do to start making things happen. And I think a lot of us are in that limbo. And, you know, maybe it's because of the new election. You know, maybe it's because we have a new president. Maybe it's because our future is so uncertain for those of us that love the new president or for those of us that don't like the new president. You know, it's kind of an uncertain future. How the economy is going to be, how the jobs are going to be, how our health care is going to be, how our Medicare is going to be, our Social Security is going to be. And so not having that predictability like we thought we did back in the 80s, you know, when the Cold War was supposed to be ending, you know, it makes us a little bit nervous, and we start to look at ourselves going, you know, this status quo isn't, you know, good enough. Okay, and maybe it is. Maybe we're being too critical. So we're going to talk about that, but let's get to some medical headlines first. So paralyzed patients can communicate thoughts via a brain-computer interface. And this is fascinating stuff, where scientists have developed this brain-computer interface that will read your brain's oxygen levels and enable communication by deciphering the thoughts of patients who are totally paralyzed and can't talk. Now, this was a trial of four patients that had this quote-unquote locked-in syndrome, incapable of moving even their eyes to communicate. And it helped them use their thought waves to respond to yes or no to spoken questions. So they say people who are paralyzed, except for up and down eye movements and blinking, are classified as having locked-in syndrome. If all eye movements are lost, the condition is referred to as complete locked-in syndrome. So researchers, according to Fox News, leading this trial, said the brain-computer interface, the BCI, which is non-invasive, could transform the lives of patients, allowing them to express their feelings, opinions to their loved ones, etc. You know, not being able to communicate is so frustrating. I mean, one end, they can't move. But to not be able to communicate is, I don't know how they function. I don't know how they could, you know, continue on. So, counter to expectations, the patients reported being happy despite their condition. They say the striking results overturn his own theory that people with complete locked-in syndrome were not capable of communication. The trial was published in the journal PLOS Biology, and it involved four patients who had amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. ALS is what everybody did the ice bucket challenge for. Lou Gehrig's disease. So this is a progressive motor neuron disease that basically destroys your nervous system such that you can't move. So the researchers had asked personal questions with known answers, such as your husband's name is Hakim, or open questions that needed yes or no answers, such as are you happy? And this BCI technique used technologies called near-infrared spectroscopy and electroencephalography. So basically it measured blood oxygenation, the spectroscopy, and then the electrical activity in the brain by the EEG. The electroencephalography, the EEG, is what we use to pick up seizure activity in seizure patients, and electrical activity in seizure patients of the brain. And it's also easier to pronounce, electroencephalography. See? Hey, I didn't get an A in medical school for pronunciation. Okay, I got A in neurology in medical school. But nobody asked me to pronounce electroencephalography, okay? Electrocardiography, ECG. The machine records the blood flow and calculates how it changes during the yes and during the no answers. And then the computer develops an idea or a pattern. After a while, we know what the patient is thinking, when he thinks yes or when he thinks no. And from that, we can calculate the answer. So the known questions elicited correct responses 7 times out of 10. And the question, are you happy, resulted in a consistent yes response from the four people, repeated over weeks of questioning. John Donahue, director of the Weiss Center, welcomed the work as a crucial first step in the challenge to regain movement, and his team now plans to build on this to help people with paralysis from stroke, spinal cord injury, in addition to ALS. There are some horrible diseases out there, and to see something like this is phenomenal. I'm amazed. I'm so proud of our scientists. This is so cool. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember I told you how if you skip breakfast, you could get diabetes? Well, now they're saying skipping breakfast could be bad for your heart. Now, let's take a step back. Why does skipping breakfast cause diabetes? Well, this was my own theory. Because rather than eating little baby meals, little bits, you know, every couple hours, like as, you know, hunters and gatherers we did, or as babies we did, You skip breakfast, so you're hypoglycemic, and then all of a sudden you eat a big, huge lunch. So your pancreas goes, oh, crap, I got to shoot out a lot of insulin. And the pancreas, your organ in the body that produces insulin to help drive sugar from the bloodstream into your cells, your pancreas doesn't want all or nothing. Your pancreas wants time to prepare. Okay? How many of you have ever worked at a hospital, and then all of a sudden somebody yelled and screamed, oh, I forgot to do this, I got to order this, I got to order this, and all the nurses are like, what? You should have told us this. Whoa, 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 what? And they have every right to be mad. Just like the pancreas. The pancreas gets mad. And after a while, I was like, well, the hell with this. And then I think the person becomes diabetic. Okay? You know, bodies don't want to just eat one or two meals a day. Well, now U.S. doctors are saying this is going to put you more at risk for heart disease. If you eat more calories earlier during the day, you're going to consume less food at night. That could reduce the risk of obesity, heart attack, stroke, blood pressure issues, blood vessel diseases, according to the American Heart Association. According to Mary Pierre St. Ong, she says when we eat, maybe important to consider in addition to what we eat. Absolutely. Now, I'm confused because I was always taught by Weight Watchers and just in the 80s that don't eat right before you go to bed. Eat hours before you go to bed so you have a chance to burn it off. And so we did that. But still, my family started gaining weight, even though we eat early dinners. So, and we don't eat high calories. We just have slower metabolisms. But I see other families that are skinny, and they eat right before they go to bed. So I don't get that. Right? But it not only timing could be an issue, but dinner should be the smallest meal of the day. Dinner should not be the biggest, but we make it the biggest. Because that's when we all hang out. That's when we try to, regroup from the day. It's family time. It's entertainment. We sit and watch TV while eating. Right? So many of us really don't care about breakfast because we're on the run. 30% of U.S. adults may routinely skip breakfast. Okay? And then what ends up happening is we eat a huge lunch or we start to eat bad food. But why skip breakfast so I'm okay on calories? No. You have to eat breakfast. And they say if you do eat breakfast daily, you're going to have less high cholesterol, less elevated blood pressure, and your sugar will be more normalized. So timing is everything, but it all depends on your body. Remember what I told you we need to do with our bodies, kind of similar to eat by your blood type, that author? What we need to do is figure out what makes our bodies tick. If some of us really need high protein with breakfast, then we need to give high protein. We need to give that to the body. Alright, if some of us need to eat multiple little meals throughout the day, we do that. Some of us need more of our calories at night, then, you know, we need to identify who needs what. Now, many of us figure it out. You know, like for me, I figured out that no, don't eat right before you go to bed. You can't burn it off. So, diet heavy on fruits and vegetables, whole grains, low fat dairy, poultry, fish are all pretty good. Limit your red meat, limit your salts, limit your foods and added sugar. But skipping breakfast does not mean that you skip the calories that day and you can now eat junk food. Another thing we have to do is get away from the TV, get away from the computer. All right, we need to get off our butts. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is kind of scary. There's a deadly illness that is striking kids, and they blame fruit, India's lychee fruit. They say the Muzaffarpur area produces 70% of India's lychee fruit, and it's also the site of a mysterious and deadly illness that has been plaguing kids since May. It plagues kids during May and June for the last 22 years. Now, the researchers published an article in Lancet, and they say children who filled up on lychee and skipped dinner ended up with dangerously low blood sugar and brain inflammation due to a toxin in the fruit. Oh, I love lychee. Our bodies metabolize fatty acids to produce glucose, and the hypoglycin toxin in lychee severely impaired a child's ability to synthesize glucose, researchers say. As a result, these children got fever, seizures, convulsions, and would slip in and out of consciousness. About 40% of the patients died. They said it was a very intense situation because we witnessed children dying in front of our eyes every day. So while investigating 400 cases of the illness, researchers realized sick children were 100 times more likely to have eaten lychee than healthy children. So I love lychee fruit, but wow, we need to be careful. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? the intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so let's get our lives in gear. You know, I know that you guys hear a lot of motivational speakers out there and people saying, buy this product or do this and get your life back on track, et cetera, And you know, I like to give you guys more practical advice. Okay, because I understand that after, you know, the new year, we start to, you know, make all these promises, going, well, I'm going to get my life in gear, I'm going to save money, I'm going to lose weight, and then, you know, January ends, like we're seeing now, and a lot of us are back to the way, you know, we've been. I ate a whole bunch of chocolate cake the other day, and I've had probably 10 sodas since the new year started, and I promised myself no more soda. So I've already blasted through my New Year's resolutions. I was supposed to have more sex with my husband, not. So we're not sticking to what we want to stick to. But there may be something deeper to that. Okay, it's not just about losing weight. You know, it's not just about saving money. I think a lot of us get depressed this time of year, or start to kind of rethink things. Because we know we're getting older, and we're maybe not happy with our current situation. And I said, back in the 80s, and mind you, I was a teenager in the 80s, okay? The 80s were a pretty good time. And when we, realized that the Cold War was over, and, we had a pretty good president at the time. I thought Ronald Reagan was excellent, okay? We had some, great entertainment, good movies, all right? The malls were fun. The clothes were kind of cool. The music was excellent. For those of us that kind of grew up in the 80s, we're like, okay, this is pretty good. Okay? And then I was in school during the 90s. I was able to get scholarships. I was able to work a bunch of part-time jobs and get through school. Yeah, I had to borrow a lot of money from medical school, but I was able to get a job waiting tables while in medical school, and I just was able to make it work such that my dream of becoming a doctor came true. And so for me, the 90s was still a good time. Now, again, I don't know much about what was going on with the recession. I don't know much what was going on with the Clinton presidency because I didn't have time to, be up to date on the news. And I really kind of regret that. And one thing I'm doing with the medical students at Toro University is making sure that they get daily news updates so they know what's going on with Ebola and Zika and, yellow fever and, some of the latest. Because I want to make sure they're at least up to date on medical news. The political news, there's just too much going on. I mean, every day there's something going on. So it's pretty exciting in the political arena, but that's not my job. My job is to make sure they at least have, health news, all right? But for those of us that come from kind of my generation, all right, it's been an interesting last decade, and it's going to be an interesting future decade. And I think for those of us that weren't a big fan of the Obama administration, one reason why we weren't a fan is whatever we thought we could count on kind of disappeared through our fingers. So once I started to save up some money, once I tried to invest in real estate, purchased my home, right? For my medical office, we were renting and we were renting and we were like, in the 80s we were taught you buy real estate. Let's put everything together. Let's borrow, whatever we can to buy the building. Well, the economy dropped so badly, we were so upside down, and then money wasn't coming in, with Obamacare and deductibles being so high, right? Basically a lot of doctors went bankrupt, a lot of doctors had to close their practice. And so all of a sudden, your plan of, okay, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be saving money. I'm going to retire. I'm going to hire more staff. I'm going to have two offices by then. I'm going to, put more into the economy. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to put two kids through college. All of a sudden, all that changes. And that was for me. For many of you guys who lost your job, who couldn't have access to health care, had family members who lost their lives. I mean, it was worse, obviously, for you. And so many of us were very, and I'm not blaming, one administration versus another, but a lot of our plans started to fall apart, okay? And now we have a new president, and maybe some exciting things could happen. Maybe it'll be disastrous. We don't know. But the one thing that I think we could all agree on is we have no idea what's going to happen in the next 10 years. We don't know what the economy is going to be like. We don't know whether to invest. We don't know whether we shouldn't spend. We don't know what to do. All right? We don't. Then, from a psychological standpoint, okay, look at what's going on the Internet. Everybody on Facebook looks like a model. Everybody makes themselves look good. Everybody advertises when they're, going on this vacation or this vacation or this vacation. I mean, it's always been a dream of mine to go to Europe, but I've never been able to afford to go. It costs a lot of money. But you see people going, and they're backpacking through and they're, so you go, wait a second, I could be doing some of these things, but I'm not. And so we need to stop and we need to take a look at ourselves now in 2017, even though we're already 1 month in, all right, and go, one, are we happy with where we're at? If we are happy, enjoy it. Stop and smell the roses. If you like your house, if you like your family, if you like your spouse, if you like your job, enjoy it. Let people know you're happy, Okay, because all we've heard over the last 10 years is how unhappy people have been. Let's talk about how happy we are. Okay, let's, you know, if you are happy, that's great. If you're not happy, let's change it. Let's change things up. If you don't like your job and you're afraid you're going to be working in a job that you hate, find something you like, take some classes, get some credentials under your belt and some qualifications, and try to get a job in that field. If you have to downsize, right, if you have to sell your house and move into an apartment, then do that. Let's start cutting things down. You know, you don't need 2 car payments. Maybe what you could do is, sell one of the cars, buy something inexpensive, take the bus. I mean, there's other things we could do. I mean, this car payment thing is driving me crazy. We're spending a few $100 a month on something we still don't even own. Because for years, for what, 60 months, we have to make payments. All right, that just drives me crazy. I almost wish I had my old truck that I didn't, crash up. You know, I wish I had my truck, you know, that would have been paid off by now. If it lasted this long, and I could just drive my truck and have it and not have to worry about a payment. But that's something that I suggest we do. Whatever you guys are constantly enslaved to in terms of payments, okay, try to get rid of it or try to sell it, maybe downsize. Okay, so, you know, but look at your situation and know that you could always change things. Now, this motivational speaker, Addicted to Success, suggests a few things. Okay, one is he said read daily. Make better decisions, so get in the habit of reading. At least 10 pages of great information every single day. Rather than sitting there on the internet or looking at funny memes or funny YouTube videos, okay, maybe instead of reading fiction, you know, read on personal finance, wealth creation, relationships, health, business, self-help, spirituality, productivity, success, inspirational biographies. There's some wisdom and ideas that you could get, absolutely. Also, put your goals in writing. If you had certain goals, write them down. And then write a strategy, put some arrows, kind of do a map of how you can make that goal happen. Dissolve relationships with people who hold you back. If you want to quit smoking and your friends smoke, get away from them. Right? Or tell them, look, you can only hang out with them when they're not smoking. It's just you're trying to move upward and onward. You know, people who are negative in your life, don't be around them. Okay? If somebody does seem to be negative, but they don't mean to me, and you think they have a positive aspect to you, you know, talk to them about, look, we're going to be positive. I had that talk with my husband. I love my husband. My husband is my is. He is amazing. But, you know, there's a lot of negativity because all we're seeing on the news is negative. I mean, there's just a lot of negativity all these years. And I go, look, okay, no more. We don't have to be angry. Let's just talk about the positive right now. Yeah, we could, you know, have a great session, but let's just be positive. And it really helps. Make sure you exercise. If you exercise, you're going to feel better about your health already. And hydrate. Make sure you're drinking plenty of water. It helps with your health. Exercising is healthy. Do that. And then the savings. Okay, a lot of us worry about our money. So I guess there's an old Chinese proverb, Addicted to Success, says that the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is today. Now, what's very smart about that Chinese proverb is everybody goes, well, I should have done that. I should have invested years ago. Now it's too late. No, start it now. Most financial planners would agree that you should be saving a minimum of 10% of your monthly income on a consistent basis. So what you need to do is you need to kind of, hide the fact that money is going into an account. And some banks will automatically take $25 or something. Turn your car into a classroom, listen to some books, get away from TV, stop complaining, learn a new skill, and help others. Volunteer. That really makes you feel good. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So for those of you that speak two languages, wow. That could protect you from Alzheimer's. And then in this one study, they found that it could halt Alzheimer's and dementia by 5 years. This is pretty fascinating stuff, all right? A study out of 85 Alzheimer's patients found that if they were bilingual, it helped protect the brains. It found the brains of people who spoke two languages had greater connectivity in key brain areas, particularly in the part of the brain which governs executive control. The effect was greater in the people who had greater ability in the languages. So for those who had used both languages more over their lifetimes, showing less severe symptoms than those who had used them less. So basically what they're saying is you had two brains, okay, two people with, let's say, Alzheimer's, okay? The ones who were bilingual had less Alzheimer's symptoms than those who weren't. But it couldn't be, yeah, I learned French in high school. You had to have been using the French. You know, I mean, really bilingual where you're speaking. It's the same thing with Spanish, where you're on a daily basis using your Spanish. And I always recommend people think in Spanish. By the way, for those of you that do want to learn Spanish, we developed a Spanish course with medical and health Spanish words. Very easy course, inexpensive. Use the gift code GIFT, G-I-F-T, to get a discount. And it's at learnhealthspanish.com. Great way to learn a language, utilize it in every day, especially if you're in the healthcare field or if you're taking care of somebody. And also there's quizzes and a certificate you get at the end. And so, you know, I think learning languages is paramount. I think we should be bilingual at the very least. But it's very interesting to see that those that are bilingual seem to have more cognitive reserve. So there's this theory that when an Alzheimer's patient cannot be cured, people who have had greater levels of education appear to overcome the wasting of the brain caused by Alzheimer's for longer. So if you've been lifelong bilingual, you could delay the onset of Alzheimer's by about 5 years. Daniela Pirani of Vita Salute San Rafael University and colleagues looked at their published their findings in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, and they compared 45 people who spoke German and Italian with 40 people who just spoke either one of the languages who were suspected to have Alzheimer's disease. The patients were all from northern Italy, and they were matched for disease duration. The researchers said from the outset that they found that the bilingual group suffering Alzheimer's symptoms were on average 5 years older than the monolingual group. The authors said our findings suggest that the effects of speaking two languages are much more powerful than both age and education in providing a protection against cognitive decline. So, bilingual brains maybe what they do is it changes the density of the white matter, so there are more connections, meaning if you do start to get degeneration for Alzheimer's, there's a lot more that has to be destroyed until you start to show some major symptoms. Maybe that could be going on. So the anterior cingulate cortex deals with impulse control, the left prefrontal cortex involved in planning complex behavior. The left inferior parietal lobule involved in emotion, perception, and faces, and the left caudate involved in bodily movement. So bilingual people, if they do have this resistance, then one thing we could do when we're middle-aged is start learning another language. And again, you don't have to go to learnhealthspanish.com if you don't want to, but any language you want, whether it's French, German, Mandarin, Japanese, you know, Arabic, it's Farsi, Hebrew. You know, learning a language causes you to use parts of the brain, and it's amazing how the brain utilizes this knowledge. Like I told you, I was in the Dominican Republic, and somebody asked me a question, and I guess I picked up that they spoke French, even though I never took a French class in my life. And so when I answered the question, I answered on, like in French. But I don't speak French. I didn't even know that on was number one in French, I guess. Maybe it's not, I don't know. But they were like, oh, you speak French. They asked me in French, and I'm like, but I don't. It's very interesting how your brain takes over. I've even found myself thinking in Spanish, even though my primary language is English. Right? And I grew up learning a lot of Hebrew and Yiddish and German. So, you know, once you start to utilize that part of the brain, it does get easy. You don't necessarily have to learn the language when you're five. That's what everybody says. Well, you need to learn the language by 5 years old or it doesn't stick. Bull crap. You could learn the language as an adult, but you have to use it. Now, I don't want to get you guys' hopes up too high. My grandmother had multi-infarct dementia. Everybody called it Alzheimer's. And she rapidly deteriorated, but I think it was multi-infarct dementia. And she spoke spoke at least four languages. Hebrew, English, German, Austrian. And I believe she knew some Italian and some Spanish. She, you know, when you come from Europe during the Holocaust period, you know, you learn to speak a lot of languages, especially with people coming from all over in the concentration camps, etc. You know, so she was exposed to a lot of languages, Polish, etc. She still had badly deteriorating dementia. So being bilingual won't stave things off, to the point where you won't get it. But did it delay a diagnosis that she could have maybe had when she was younger? Yeah, could have. So try and learn a language. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is sad. A 26-year-old Sacramento, California man died this week after a toothache turned into an infection that spread to his lungs. Vadim Kondratyuk Anatlyevich, a long-haul truck driver, began complaining about a pain in his tooth about 2 weeks ago. He left a truck stop in Truckee, California, while traveling to New York. During the cross-country trek, Kondratyuk visited a dentist in Oklahoma. He cleaned out his infected tooth and prescribed him antibiotics, and he felt better when he got to New York, his wife Natalia told the news station. But unfortunately, things took a turn. When he started to go home, the infection worsened. The husband's face and mouth started to swell. He eventually became too weak to drive, so his brother picked him up. By the time they connected, he was having trouble breathing, couldn't stand on his own, so they went to a Utah hospital. 4 days later, he died. He was a father of two. The doctor said, tonight is the night he's going to die because we did everything we can and nothing seems to work. It's just the bacteria and the infection keeps growing to his lungs and they can't clean it out. The wife did make it to her hospital and was able to see her husband one last time. There was a GoFundMe page set up for the family. This couple had been together for 4 years, but a tooth infection going into the lungs. You know, we really underestimate what happens with our dental care. And, you know, the reason why it hurts so badly is because that's our body's way of telling us something's wrong. Now, I know we all aren't like on Castaway where we could pull out our own tooth. And it looks like he did the right thing. He did go to the doctor. He did go to the tooth doctor, the dentist. But did he have bad teeth to begin with? Are you guys going to the dentist every 6 months? No. Why not? Every 6 months, you should be going to the dentist. I understand it's expensive. I get that. But there's a lot of dentists that have cash discounts. Maybe you don't have to get all the x-rays. Maybe there's a way you could kind of trim down the price. But you have got to get a good cleaning, and you've got to get an evaluation. And you have to clean your teeth. You have to use a water pick. You have to use dental floss. You have to brush your teeth, brush your gums. We don't take care of our mouths. And so an infection, how did it get to the lungs? Well, remember, your teeth do get blood supply. So the infection must have, you know, got down to the pulp area, gotten into the bloodstream, and then traveled where it wanted to be. And the lungs are a very nice place to set up shop. And my concern is, what bug was this? What sort of a bacteria was it that it was that bad? But something that could infect and decay a tooth, my guess is not the average bug that would infect a lung. So, you know, strep pneumo can still kill. Many of these bacteria can still kill. But we have antibiotics that could fight those a lot of times, depending on the degree when we find you. So this might have been a very, very nasty bug. Maybe it was even a super bug, but we're not being told that. So we'll keep you posted, but please take care of your teeth. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.